the book of Daniel. We begin our study in chapter 11, verse 36, and today we finish up the book of Daniel. And let's begin, as we always do, with prayer. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Daniel chapter 11, beginning in verse 36. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that which is determined shall be done. Now, in verses 36 through 45, the Lord God shifts gears. The king spoken of here, beginning in verse 36, refers to the Antichrist, who will come on the scene in the final years of the world. Now, with that in mind, let's read 36 again. And the king shall do according to his will. A very stubborn and obstinate, willfully rebellious man. That is the Antichrist. And he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god. And he shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that which is determined shall be done. The Antichrist will declare that he is God. He will demand that all people worship him. He will allow it, and I should say God will allow it, or it would not happen. It's all a part of God's plan. Verse 37. Neither shall he regard the gods of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. This guy will be as cold as ice. He will be lacking all normal human desires, like a man's desire for a woman. One thing drives him, and that is his lust for power. That is his lust to be worshipped as God. 38. But in his estate shall he honor the God of fortresses, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. So he will not be a man of faith. He will trust in force, not in God. 39. Thus shall he do in the strongest fortresses with a foreign god, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory. And he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. At first, many rulers will jump on this evil man's bandwagon, and for their help, he will give them land to rule over. Verse 40. And at the time of the end, shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen, and with many ships. And he shall enter into the countries, and shall overflow and pass through. After a while, kings from the north and the south will attack the Antichrist, but he will fight back hard. Verse 41. He shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, and these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. The Antichrist will attack Israel, in other words, and kill many. Verse 42. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. He will control many countries and their militaries. Verse 43. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. He will have land. He will have wealth. He will have resources, as well as the most powerful military in the world. 44. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to sweep many away. The moment he senses any type of threat, he's going to seek it out and destroy it. And this just fits with his arrogant personality. How dare anyone oppose me? After all, I'm God, you know. 45. And he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountains. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. He's going to be the devil. Excuse me. He's going to be the devil's man. And he's going to be a very powerful fella. And he's going to have a lot of success. But in the end, God will fight against him. And in the end, he will be defeated. Chapter 12. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Okay, at the end of this world, in the final days, Michael, the angelic protector of God's people, will again help God's people. This time, God's people are the church. And there's going to be horrible persecutions against Christians in the final days. But in the end, those who belong to Christ shall be delivered, and God will use the archangel Michael to help bring that deliverance to pass. 2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. On Judgment Day, the last day, there will occur the final resurrection of both the godly and the ungodly. Christians will enter heaven, non-Christians will enter into hell. Verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. It will not be easy to be a faithful minister of God's word during those final days. But those who ignore threats and continue to preach the Holy Scriptures and consequently make it possible for some to hear and be saved are going to be rewarded by God for their faithfulness. 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now, we may not be in the final days of the end, but the entire church age is labeled the latter days in Scripture. And knowledge certainly has increased. It has exploded in the last century and continues to increase at an ever growing scale. And this all points to the end. It all points to the last days, that it seems to be coming up pretty fast. Verse 5. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood two others, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And so after the angel finished delivering the message, two other angels appeared. 6. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swore by him who liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and half And when he shall have accomplished the breaking up of the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. How long will these terrible times last? A time, times, and a half a time. 3.5 years. In other words, for the duration of the reign of the Antichrist. When the church is on the verge of annihilation, the archangel Michael will step in and save it. Verse 8. And I heard, he says, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Daniel heard, but he didn't understand. And so he asked the angel to explain it again. He wanted a more exact interpretation of the end days. 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. And so in a nice way, the angel told Daniel that he wouldn't get a more detailed explanation. He told Daniel to put the words that he had received somewhere safe, and so that the people in the future could read them. Seal up the word of God. Make it safe. Verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tested, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. The time of tribulation will purify God's people. It will draw them closer to Jesus and bring out their faithfulness to God. Meanwhile, the wicked will deliberately continue to reject God. They will not understand the truth, not because they can't, but because they won't. Verse 11, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. The end of the tribulation, which will test the loyalty of God's people, the end will come after 1,335 days. 13. But go thou thy way till the end, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Daniel has been tested for the last 70 years, longer. He has endured a tribulation, many tribulations, himself. And soon he will rest in the grave. But he will not stay there forever. Like the rest of us, he will be raised. And like those who are saved, he will enjoy good times on the new earth with all those who remain faithful to Christ till the end, either through their own personal tribulations or perhaps living through the tribulation, the great tribulation that will occur on earth in the final days. The key, no matter where you live, no matter what age you live in, is to remain faithful to Jesus Christ, is to hang in there and to confess when you fail and to get back on track and to keep trusting him. Next, the book of Hosea. Until then, so long, everyone.